Monday morning. This is Sarah Weeple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Today's podcast, Crazy Game of Poker, helps us connect how things in our personal life can also apply to our business life. It's very easy to feel like most are separate, but I think any true sales pro out there knows how much selling can apply to every area of your life. Whether it's how to close a deal, how to negotiate, how to withhold information, fact-finding discovery, all of that can truly be applied to most any other situation. And this one is very important as it applies to emotions, something that doesn't necessarily need to apply to every situation. So, without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Bill and Pat were returning from their monthly poker game, and while riding back in the car, they both agreed they had witnessed a situation that they could apply as a lesson learned to their business careers. Everything had started out very similar to an everyday business meeting or sales call with socializing and normal banter between participants, but about halfway through the event, something had gone bad. A simple mistake had been made that resulted in some subtle and not so subtle accusations, leading to lines being drawn about who was right and who was wrong. All of a sudden, everyone was very uncomfortable with the tone in the room. The accused had snapped back with a defense based on fairness and leniency, not results, that almost guaranteed a confrontation between the two sides. The emotions ranged from excuse-making to embarrassment to anger, and then to withdrawal and alienation as the aggressors piled on the wrongdoers. When the game broke up early, everyone knew it had been caused by too much bad behavior. Diagnosis. Although most humans have instinctual reactions just like any other animal, they possess a rarely used ability, unavailable to most other creatures, to think before they react. How often do we allow someone to push our buttons to the point where we succumb to our ego and become so defensive or overly aggressive that it becomes almost impossible to maintain any positive or productive direction? Prescription. People that permit themselves to act or react defensively will be at a disadvantage against even an average opponent. Try the following to stay in the game. You cannot control what other people do or say. You can only control how you react. Never let your style stand in the way of your success. If you have made a mistake, resist feeding your ego by blaming someone or something else. Emotional situations are often predictable and can be controlled by anticipating the best and worst case. Drill, practice, rehearse those situations that come at you on a regular basis. When under attack, fall back. Find a position to strengthen and fall on your sword, if necessary, so that everyone stays comfortable and remains part of the dialogue. A conscious breath, pause, or sigh will add impact while giving you the time to collect your response without reacting in an unfavorable way. Critical thinking. Ignoring your own emotions as well as the emotions of those around you in the business world will result in making almost every action harder than what it has to be. Reflect and share a story about emotions. The drill. As always, the drill starts with our final thoughts for the morning. We have two today. First, from Anthony Holden, poker may be a branch of psychological warfare, an art form, or indeed a way of life, but It is also merely a game in which money is simply the means of keeping score. Second, from Andrew Jackson, take time to deliberate, but when time for action arrives, stop thinking and go in. Now, the drill. This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, the Growth Dynamics team is here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out and schedule coaching or find out what it is we exactly do if you've never heard from us before and stumbled upon this podcast. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet.